of what may be. Now, when you look into the future, or people claim to look into the future that have a high accuracy rate, they are seeing things that are already happening on parallel universes that are ahead.
Would this explain deja vu, possibly?
To a certain extent, yes.
Oh, well, that's a much better explanation than what I just gave you today.
Okay, let us hear your explanation.
Well, my explanation was that you're standing on that string of line we talked about, and in front of you are all these millions and trillions of possibilities that could happen. And you subconsciously create for yourself one that you wish to happen, and it turns out to be exactly like the experience that you have months later. But yours is much better, because you see actually the parallel lifetime that actually is happening.
Correct.
Therefore, when it happens, it's, but how'd you get on that parallel lifetime? Just a particular change in your attitude or a decision that you made?
No, it is a... You are not changing paths. You are still on your path. You are still on your piece of string.
But you're viewing another path.
Correct. And you are getting a glimpse of it.
Good call. That's a way better explanation. I like that one.
I endeavor to please. But you are quite correct that the way at looking at things is very different. I look at things not as one following another, but certainly that is a way of looking at things, and that is a way that I do look at things from time to time. At present, I do not look at one thing following another. I am happy and surprised when one thing does follow another. It is no longer necessary for me to do so. Do you understand?
It's quite a good point.
Yes, it is. It serves a very useful purpose.
Yes, absolutely. This is something that, like I say, has bothered me for 30 plus years. And you've given me the explanation in a minute. But I don't know. It clears everything up. It's like a light got turned on.
Yes, but those 30 plus years are but a blink of an eye.
Aye, true.
But yet, there again, they are also an eternity.
Now, see, I see it as one package of time. 30 plus years is all basically just that set between one point and the point I'm at now.
That is linear thinking.
Correct. Now, how do I go beyond that? Take that 30 plus years and go beyond that to a third-dimensional thought process on that space of time.
To tell you how to do it would take more time than... If we could communicate the way that I do up here with other seven-dimensional and eighth-dimensional beings and higher, it would be explained now. Unfortunately, because... It is a whole mindset and experience set. It would take a long time to explain. We could start right now. And we would not be finished by this time tomorrow.
Jesus. Okay, well, we'll hold off on that little explanation then.
But to give you a brick to start your building.
Okay.
Think of other alternatives to something. Instead of thinking, if I put one step forward, the other step will follow. If I put one step forward, what happens?
An interesting problem or possibility you brought up, yes.
Okay, I put one step down on the ground. The ground pushes back on my foot, pushing up. I apply pressure. A pressure is applied back.
Interesting.
That now puts a third-dimensional aspect into a two-dimensional equation.
True. That which we take as a common everyday occurrence has now become uncommon, extraordinary.
Correct. That is your brick.
Thank you. Excellent way to perceive reality.
And an excellent way to finish.
Indeed. Thank you, Amal.
You are welcome. Again, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
However, the flavor was not quite as strong as it was the other night. I think possibly due to the setup that we're using.
You're probably right.
It is not like I am wearing the body. I feel some of the, as I am linked, tighter than I was last week. I feel some of the sensations.
Hmm. Well, try it again when you have your other setup.
Yes.
So in 2 weeks then, my friend.
Okay. It is a much more warmer and sociable environment. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Right to you.
Hey. Yes.
Tape's going fast tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think it is a matter of time deception.
I think it's a matter of trying to use up as much time as possible just in case the guests happen to show up or not.
Or not. No, it is a perception of time.
Doubly so at lunchtime.
No. History is... Time is an illusion caused by history. History is an illusion caused by time. Lunchtime, doubly so.
Ah, thank you.
That's one of Mark's favorite phrases.
It is. Yeah, good one, too. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello, my love.
How's it going, my dear?
Excellent. I'll just clean up for you here.
For me?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. If you insist. Tia just hoofed it out to here at high speed.
Gonna track down our missing guest of honor?
No, I think it is more along the lines of tracking down a feline that is hoofing it down the hallways.
Ah, really?
Yes, I believe Joey made a break for it. And the technicians walked back in, bleeding a little.
Yeah, well, she does have that wish to be free kind of thing about her sometimes.
Wish to be left alone is the more appropriate terminology.
Indeed.
That discussion with Amol was fascinating.
That was a really... I can't wait to get down in that.
That would be a... The part on time.
Time management and deja vu.
Would be a very good editorial.
Hmm. Well, I believe you're right.
Selecting the right start point. Now, the other night, last night, I believe, I was listening to you and Mark discussing the setup for the computer. I have an idea that would be a much better improvement.
Okay.
Let us say you have the computer with the boom microphone and the software, the dictation software. Why not we start off the channeling sessions down here, we go through the perfunctory greetings, Tia does her whatever.
Moral dissertation.
No. Hello, how are you?
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
And then she moves the body upstairs to where the microphone is. You pull up a chair, sit down, and discuss and talk with the microphone, dictation going on. There and then, on the spot.
Hmm. Good idea.
At the end of the channeling session, you see, we are no longer limited by 90 minutes.
True.
Secondly, we can have the setup so that it is recording up there.
Well, there'll still be editing involved.
Yes, but it will be all written down.
Right.
And not as much work with your digitals.
True.
That would be an excellent setup.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Do we have anything to discuss more?
Cloning.
Yes, where were we on that?
Cloning and Atlantis. That's a recent topic in the Sedona Journal of Emergence I was dealing with.
Yes, I'm trying to... I've got so much that I could say about it.
Well, okay, I'll go start anyway. And how the article mentions the pain involved from the cloning of that time translates into the hesitation and the actual want to halt or not allow any cloning in this current age.
Okay. Now, if you remember, my side of the discussion is that there is only moral pain.
Right.
And the fact that, as we've discussed in the past, you cannot create my exact duplicate or your exact duplicate.
Right.
Because of what?
Experiences, soul, everything.
Correct.
But at the same time, moral predicaments like that are things that have caused civilizations to crumble.
No. I wouldn't say that it's called civilization to crumble.
What about the Roman civilization? Its morals degraded to a point where it could no longer maintain its defensive force, and it was overrun by a stronger force from without.
No, actually, it was destroyed from within.
But, yeah, morals did play a large part in that, though.
Correct. But what I'm talking about is the morals within a society concerning cloning.
Right.
The fact that duplicating an individual, if we take the movie Multiplicity, yes, that is actually nearer to the truth. The denigration from the original to a simpleton is what would happen. To create the first clone in Multiplicity was an exact duplicate of the original. And it went downhill from there because you were taking, you were making a copy of a copy.
Well,
see, a copy of a copy.
What they did not do was reduplicate Dolly, the sheep that they cloned.
Correct.
Had they done that, they would have probably noticed the degradation factor that you
correct
bring up.
And that is something that people don't take into consideration when they talk about duplicating or making a second clone. They don't realize the degradation that goes on in the genetic material.
Mm-hmm.
It is looked upon as humorous. Yeah, Multiplicity looked at it in a humorous way. It didn't look at the failing of the genes.
Well, it's tough to conceive the genes failing.
But they do.
Sure. You see that in cancer patients.
Correct. And that's something that seems to be very hard for people on your planet to understand, that there is nothing wrong with cloning because you are creating in another way a life form. And I can hear people saying, yes, but what about the fact that you are playing God? Now, I've got an answer for that. Maybe God is playing through you. Your God is playing through you to create another person, another being, another sheep. You're not playing a god. A god is playing through you, giving you the intelligence to be able to do so. And there's the theological discussions that go with that. Maybe it is not God. Maybe it is not a higher dimensional being with a positive outlook. Maybe it is the negative higher being with a negative purpose. And you could sit and discuss that in a theological sense for eons. I think Kabbalah was correct in saying the good name would be time management. Because again, we're looking at time. But it's a moral discussion. Is it right to create a new life? Well,
in the fact of biological creation, yes. Scientific creation, even I have troubles with that now.
Why do you have troubles with it?
Well, just because there's enough people in this world. I don't see a need to be creating new ones when we can make them naturally without having to worry about it.
That is not a moral discussion.
Right.
It's not a moral dilemma. That is a scientific outlook and a social and economic outlook.
Well, scientific would be the fact that we can use the genetic cloning to take away diseases and such. But at the same time, if it degrades after each clone, that's not really an effective way to do that.
But you need just a single cell to do so. Yes. If you take enough genetic material, let us say I take a pint of your blood, I can make billions of you. And not have to worry about the replicative fading.
Which brings back to the other point. That's a billion too many.
Yes. But let us say I come down to your world, right? I don't have any children. And we want a child.
Okay.
And I can't have children by the normal method. Now, let us say that they take one of my cells and one of your cells. We put them together and clone both of us so that I'm carrying twits, a copy of you and a copy of me. They are not exact duplicates of you or I because A, they will be physical copies of us, but they won't be exact duplicates because environmental factors are different. Experiences will be different. Food supply will be different. So there cannot be exact duplicates of us. They are physical and genetic duplicates, but they're not exactly us.
Well, again, we get into the moral issue on it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the fact that I am, in essence, with your child. You understand? I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right.
I'm saying look at the alternative side of the coin.
Yeah, I agree with that. In some cases, it does have a very valid point.
Yes.
In other cases, I can see where there would be, war started over it.
Yes.
But again, that's merely the lesson that we have to get through consciously for each of us before we can advance from the point where we left it at in Atlantis.
Yes. You see, the problem with Atlantis and the cloning experiments there was not so much creating replicas of people. It was creating almost a new species, new individuals with lesser intelligence but greater physical strength. What you were doing, or what was going on, was slavery. Building a slave army.
True.
All the abilities had been walled up and blocked so that these beings would work and do and not be able to fight back against the master, the controller of them.
Well, in one sense, you know, that's no way it could be even morally acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're taking away someone's, no matter what, freedom of choice.
But they never had that, right? They never had that knowledge that they had freedom of choice.
But is it right to keep that from them?
Ooh, I can play the advocate here, but I'm not going to. Because we both know the people that were at fault.
Right.
And we also know that the individual that went on a crusade against it.
Right.
And let's not open up old wounds.
I agree.
We have to overcome that. We as in we three, four, five.
I agree. You know, I think we've pretty much figured that out to this point anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spent a lot of time working on that.
Yes, we have.
I
see it now not as good or bad. I see it as necessity dictates.
True. Would be done again.
Let's take a very good mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
And the fact that his current species started off as clones.
Tom?
Mm-hmm. They were cloned and genetically altered to be what they are.
Right. But they gained freedom of speech and thought.
Mm-hmm.
As did we.
Correct. You see, if you look at Toll's, the purpose of Toll's race, is it good or bad?
Good.
I see it as neither good nor bad.
Mm.
The reason being is the fact that Toll's race was designed for one purpose.
Right.
To fly ships and to kill. Is that good?
Defensively, yes.
And?
Offensively, no.
So, it is neither good or bad.
Right.
It is what is necessary. Without those early clones of Toll's race, we wouldn't have such a good friend. We wouldn't have such a good friend as Katrina either. Or the be Baron. Able to watch the Baron, yeah. Or Frizzling,
yeah.
Or any of those guys.
Right.
Or Marta.
Mm-hmm.
None of them would be here. You see?
So you have to look farther down the road. You have to look at Atlantis to this point.
Correct.
And so on. So, I guess it is necessity just as everything that's happened to this point has been mm-hmm. necessity.
Correct.
How are we going to say was or was not to happen?
Yes. We don't know.
True.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Huh?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Who did that, your sister?
Yeah. Actually, more along the lines of poking her out.
I can tell. All right, dear. What's up to?
Me? I'm doing okay.
Difference between genetic engineering and regular engineering?
Beats me.
Well, aren't you working with the same principles?
Engineering? Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's court or a court asked about it sometimes.
Yeah, I know very little about that kind of healing. Don't think Tia will be back. I think it's hunting down Joey.
Should we try to wake her up upstairs? That'll certainly bring her back.
No, could do harm.
That's true.
I don't know if Joey has faded or not, and that the hunt is going to be futile. But certainly the technician did have nasty claw marks on his shoulder.
Joey's certainly gotten more solid.
I think the fear made her lash out and become solid briefly. She was fine when Tia picked her up. A little bit uncomfortable, but definitely not as fearful. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're running short on time.
True.
So, what are we going to talk about?
Well, Amal and I were discussing time management.
Time management.
What did it message you in particular?
In what way?
Well, in your ability to see how things work compared to the ability that Mark and I do.
Well, it's necessary as an engineer, the fact that if you think on a linear thought process, right, you're limiting yourself.
What?
You're only seeing a flat horizontal picture. And you, as a computer engineer, should know better than anybody else. If you think flat and linear, what happens?
Get the static one.
Correct. So, if you think vertically, horizontally, diagonally, you're not limiting yourself. Let us say you want to build a computer, right? And you build it on a flat surface or two-dimensionally, what is going to happen?
Well, certainly need space to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
And we grow exponentially from the flat surface you have.
Correct. However, let us say you make it three-dimensionally.
So we do.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough to each other, it makes it portable and works well.
That's right, you see. So you do think third dimensionally, but only in relationships to computers. Why not apply that to other things?
Because I'm so used to thinking of two dimensions, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then your thought process.
Mm-hmm.